PTSD by Bill Gloss. After the painting, Family Matters by Alexandra de Kempf. He loves these make-believe moments in the morning, when everyone pretends to forget the night before. His wife, June, in her green dress, gathering up papers before heading into the office. His daughter, cross-legged in front of the TV, a cartoon sponge dancing on its plasma screen. Outside, in the snow, the flute-like whistle of an oriole hearkens the coming sun. Still too early and too cold for Janie to wait at the stop, so they squeeze into this shared space like a mouse pressing beneath a door jamb. For just a moment, he almost believes that this snapshot, this image pulled from better homes and gardens, is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. But then he notices that the papers June is fiddling with need no organizing. That Janie, still as a cemetery monument, has resurrected the teddy bear she'd outgrown years before. A question slithers through his torso, through gaps between organs, those spaces without names. The unanswerable why, whose tail he can never quite grab. With each tick of the wall clock's metronome, resentment stacks another block within his throat, a tower that begs every black thought to climb up and leap. Knowing a mind can fracture into a thousand-piece puzzle whose seams refuse to snap together again, never stops the picture from shattering. Knowledge buzzing like a mosquito in his head, buzz, 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 and then a stab into a juicy bit of amygdala. He launches off the couch, screaming, stabbing the air, wielding the prongs of his blame like a pitchfork. When all he loves has emptied from the house, when the drum of blood has slowed its cadence to a crawl and silence rolls over him like a fog, memory rises like a zeppelin nosing toward a black clouded bank, toward everything he's tried so hard to forget.